Hi everyone, this is Jordana from DrinkItIn_Jordana. Wow, this is the last Thursday of 5783. Thank you first of all to all those that have sponsored throughout this year, Sheer Enjoyment, whether it had been for a full shlema. I hope that a full shlema came through for Yeshua. I hope that Yeshua came through for Aliyah and Neshama. I hope the Neshama really had a true Aliyah, and I hope God's help, we will be back together again next Thursday. You know, I was giving some thought. I usually do what's the connection between the Torah portion and the Haftorah. And really, there's no specific Torah portion because it's Rosh Hashanah. So we have a Torah reading on Shabbat. We have a Torah reading on Sunday. And the Torah reading is about the birth of Yitzchak. And then we have the Haftorah about the birth of Shmuel Hanavi. We have Hannah. And you have these, so we have these two births. And I was just thinking about births and the connection of the parasha, the Haftorah, and then obviously to Rosh Hashanah, because we say in our Tfilot Hayom Harat Olam, today the world was born, Olam, the birth of the world is today on Rosh Hashanah. And a lot of times we don't necessarily connect ourselves to that concept that Rosh Hashanah is a rebirth. Rosh Hashanah is where we get to show up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get to present ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Yom HaDin. We get to present ourselves on this day of judgment and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, this is me. And now I want to show you who I can be, what I've done, what I plan on accomplishing, what I could do even better, why I deserve to be here. Because every day that we wake up in this world, it means this world needs us. It means I am worthy of doing and accomplishing something amazing. And so when I wake up the day after on Gimel Tishrei, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I want you there that day. There's something that I have to offer the world. And that's what we want to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to write us in Sefer HaChaim because it's our rebirth. It's our opportunity, our chance to show up for the world, show up for ourselves, show up for all the different relationships that we can enhance ourselves, our friends, the world at large. And that's what we want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Rosh Hashanah. And it's interesting that Rosh Hashanah also falls out on Shabbat this year. And I've read many different concepts and ideas of what does that actually mean? Because part of that wake-up call to realize or to come to a realization of who we are is blowing of the shofar. And one of the days we don't even have it because the Shabbat is overriding that wake-up call. So it's as if to say, okay, the Shabbat itself should be that wake-up call. What is it about Shabbat that is so much more powerful than the sounding of a shofar? That is going to get the message across to me that it's the rebirth is happening and I don't need the shofar for that day. That it's enough and powerful enough for me to have the Shabbat. So the Shabbat is about my connection. You know, we always say to disconnect, to connect. It's that disconnect from other things in order for me to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is the day that I connect to Hashem. This is the day of the Chatan and the Kala, Boi Kala, Boi Kala, that we say in the Kabbalat Shabbat. So the power of Shabbat is what is going to help our rebirth. And I think that's a beautiful way to end off this thought, that hopefully that this coming year, you know, last year I said the theme of the year was Hakel, of unity. Perhaps this year's theme is the connections that we can establish through Shabbat, that perhaps if we work on little aspects of Shabbat, that will help our rebirth for the upcoming year. And it could be the littlest things. It could be perhaps making sure we buy special food for Shabbat. Or when we are cooking, we say, Kovod Shabbat Kodesh, and I'm doing this for Shabbat, that we give it a little bit more juice, a little bit more sanctity when it comes to Shabbat. And when we do that, we'll revive ourselves and prove that we are worthy for another year. Wishing you all a Shana Tova, a Ktiva v'Chatima Tova, and looking forward to sharing words of inspiration with you again next week. If you like what you hear, please go look out for drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram. I have a podcast, Drink It In. Any of those is fine, and wishing you a happy and healthy new year.